Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the Hyde Park Arts Center is running an exhibition through June 25th. It's called Public School, and it's an installation that explores the modern public school space, the classroom, the bus, the playground, but uses art to flip it on its head. What's the point? Well, to show the connection between art and education and to have artists ask the question, where is learning actually happening in the city and who gets to determine what we should know? In studio with me and is co-curator Rachel Harper. Rachel, thanks for being here.
Hi there.
Also with us tonight, Allison Peters-Quinn. She's a director of exhibitions for the Hyde Park Arts Center. Good to see you. Thanks
Good
for being here.
Good to see you too. Thanks, Justin.
And also joining us tonight, Ada Gray. She's a curator, actor, and theater critic. And I forgot to mention, she's 12 years old.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Thanks for being here. All right, why don't I start with you, Rachel? Let's talk about public school, because this concept of putting on an installation to figure out where we're finding learning. I mean, it's a unique concept, but it's something that comes out of other work.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on this project with Jim Degnan, who runs Stockyard Institute. And his project, Stockyard Institute, my project, Seen and Heard, is about advocating for educational spaces outside of schools and how people construct those learning experiences, construct self-educational experiences across our lives. So we really wanted to set up a space where we could invite Chicagoans from neighborhoods to share what they're working on educationally.
Mm-hmm. Because it's such an interesting question about where's learning happening in the city, because as you know, the installation points out, it could be in the playground, it could be in the bus. It's not necessarily from the teacher to what the student is being taught in a lesson plan that day. That seems to be the point, right?
Yeah, I think for a lot of us, if we think back on our own school days, the times when we maybe learned the most were the times in between things, the times when we kind of snuck off to the bathroom to think about things, the times when we were on the bus playing with our friends, when we're running out to recess, and our minds have time to kind of absorb and make meaning of the experiences that we have throughout our lives, outside of school, inside of school, from when we're born, you know, after we graduate.
Let me bring Allison in. How important is it to have this kind of installation, this kind of piece where talking about something that's very important to the city of Chicago in terms of public school, but also flipping it on its head?
Definitely. Well, we thought at this moment it was really important as Chicago public school system is going through some pains and growths. We thought, well, artists are thinking about this all the time, so let's get them in and think about how we learn and where we learn, from the library to the auto mechanic down the street. In different neighborhoods, it's different places and different locations. And this also is something that we did about 10 years ago with Stockyard Institute. Jim Degnan also runs Stockyard Institute. And that was called Pedagogical Factory. And it was a series of questions on a more international scale, bringing artists in and practitioners in. So we thought 10 years later, let's take the pulse again, see what the local community is thinking about in terms of learning, and go from there.
There's so many, I mean, as we think about all of the points of this exhibit, where we talk about learning, as you just mentioned, where we learn, I asked a question about that, but also where we are with arts education and art in the classroom, because that's something that seems to be the first thing to go when we have budget crisis. And then just the idea that this is current events, that people are paying attention to what's happening with our schools and whether or not we have enough money to keep the doors open for the remainder of the season. I mean, how often do you want to find those through lines when creating an exhibition?
Oh, I think it's very important, because contemporary art is very timely, and that's what the Art Center is all about, is kind of opening that access to contemporary art and pointing out that the artists are talking about popular culture, events, current events, things that we all experience, and they're processing in a different way so that we can actually take time to think about it and make a decision and maybe even become activists or organize about something. And that's what we were hoping to do.
I mean, do you find yourself mostly looking at current events when trying to plan out what exhibition series is going to be at the Hyde Park Arts Center?
I mean, that's a little tricky, because you never know what's going to happen.
You don't get stale, right?
But luckily, I don't have to make that decision, because artists are already making that decision. I really choose. I make studio visits with artists all the time and see what they're thinking about, what they're gravitating towards, and constantly check in, like with Jim and Rachel, to see what their thoughts were about the Chicago public school system and education in general. So it all is kind of full circle. It all informs itself.
Rachel, give us an example of what's in this exhibition. When we talk about, when I say things like, oh, it's art, it flips it on its head, it's a classroom. Give us an example of what we can see down there.
Well, maybe one of my favorite pieces is when you first approach the exhibition, you're greeted by a bus, a school bus, a decommissioned school bus that's like sort of enormously staring you in the face. And what we did with this bus, bringing it into the gallery, changes so much about the feeling of it. Everybody who steps into the bus, who's ever been on a school bus, is sort of transported to that space. But we've also taken all the seats out and moved them into the gallery center in order to create theater seating with the seats. And then the inside has been we have soft rugs. My mother created pillows for inside. She's a quilter. And different lighting to transform the inside of the bus, what you expect to see as this kind of monster beast almost, becomes a soft, welcoming place for people to exchange ideas comfortably.
It kind of becomes a treehouse for our teens that live in there every day.
Right.
The exhibition is called Public School. It's on display right now till June 25th at the Hyde Park Arts Center in Hyde Park. Let's bring in Ada Gray. I'm sorry that I left you out of that first part of the conversation. That was not intentional. Or maybe it was, because I kind of want to focus on your life. 12-year-old curator, actor, theater critic, you were involved in this because you did the keynote speech when the whole thing began. Talk about, what do you think of public school? What do you think of the work that's on display?
I don't personally go to a public school, but I think that for this exhibit, public school is seen in less of a traditional sense. It's seen more as like being schooled by the public, which I think is a really important message, because that's how I've been schooled, being homeschooled, and I've never been to a day of school.
Mm-hmm.
And my first speech was basically about how my experiences in the world have affected me in my everyday life.
How have they? I mean, for you to see this installation and to notice the way that the art plays with school, how does that affect you? How does that grab you as not only as a curator and someone who continues to, review art and talk about art, but just as a student as well?
Well, the entire exhibit is just very intriguing to me, because there are there are so many places for free thinking in this space, and there's the giant school bus like we were just talking about, and there are children that know this place like they really feel not like their home, but they know what that place is like. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really interesting to see it, as you said, flipped mm-hmm. on its head.
For you, as someone who has one foot inside the kids' world and one foot inside the arts world and the adult world, especially some of the stuff that I've seen you review and stuff that I'm like, that's stuff I don't even want to see. Is this a installation for kids?
I think it is, yes. I think that it's not just for kids, though. I think that it's for all ages. There are so many things for people of all ages to enjoy, and I really enjoyed it, and I saw adults enjoying it, and I saw little kids enjoying it.
And I don't want to get off the topic of public school and the exhibit, and I digress for a second, but how did you get into reviewing all of this theater? Because it's amazing. I mean, not only are you so prolific these are really thoughtful critiques of modern theater that's happening here in Chicago at all the big stages.
Yeah, I've been doing theater reviewing since I was 4.
And sure, of course. Yeah. We knew that. Right?
Normal.
Everyone has. That's not special.
And my dad is an actor. Okay. And my mom and my dad met in college, and they met through acting. And then when I was about 6, I had been reviewing for a few years now, and I saw Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark before it had opened on Broadway. And there were a bunch of people who were like, I want to find out if this is actually good. I need to find out. And I just went to the show, reviewed it, and some people saw my review, and then people started following me.
It's simple, right?
Yeah.
What is it about theater that grabs you?
I love seeing stories told on stage. It's just a really beautiful experience, I think. No matter what the story is, there's just a kind of joy and beauty to that.
How often do you get out to see theater? Because, like I said, you're prolific in the way that there'll be the newest stage show that's out at the Steppenwolf or Goodman or wherever, and you've got a review on it. How often are you going out to see these plays?
It depends on the week. I think the most that I've ever seen was probably like five or six in a week, which was pretty
crazy.
Give
Chris Jones a run for his money.
Yeah.
And is this something that you think about? I mean, starting at such an early age, at 4 years old, do you think about it being something that's more than just a hobby and a career? Do you see yourself saying, I'm going to go into criticism, I'm going to go into the arts, I'm going to continue to cultivate this skill that I have in reviewing theater?
I would really love to, and I love acting too, so it's kind of the best of both worlds, basically, that I want to be able to do both at the same time, but I might have to choose one at some point, and that'll be a hard decision, but...
You're 12 years old.
Yeah.
I ask these questions, you know, you'll have plenty of time to do that. Ada Gray, in studio, she's curator, she's actor, theater critic. And hopefully the new Download theater critic, you should come in. I'm gonna tell Chris that his services are no longer needed. You are in the public school, and it's interesting because to have Ada do the keynote for the whole exhibition, why is that important to have kids, to have teenagers involved in this, to experience public school?
A lot of what I want to say with this exhibition, and I think Jim too, is that education is in places where maybe we don't expect it to be. So educators are people maybe we don't expect them to be. But if we can shift our perspective a little, we see that there are children all around us, like Ada, who are doing educational work to teach us things about theater, to teach us things. Children are powerful cultural workers all around us, but we don't typically invite them to show what it is that they're up to in their own way, in their own work. So it was important that we made a lot of space for people who are 0 to 12 years old to be involved as equally, to not exclude them from this exhibition.
Kids have a huge role at the Hyde Park Arts Centers, not just with the public school exhibition, but there's classes, there's other things. But how important is it to have a young audience involved in the art center and the art that's being produced at the Hyde Park Art Center?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that as Rachel was talking, because our audience, well, we have a school and studio program, and I like to say we teach kids from 2 to 92. And we just began a strategic plan to think about our school and reshaping our art education school and studio program. And part of that, one of the classes that came up were parents and kids taking classes together as so they could teach each other.
Right.
These are some of the ideas that are coming out of public school and Rachel and Jim's thoughts, but also just percolating with art and education in general.
Why is there a need for that? Why is there a need to change what the Hyde Park Arts Center has been doing for years to think of a new strategic plan?
That's a good question. We've been around for over 75 years, and we've kind of been doing the same thing. So we're always game to try new forms, new strategies, new structures, but also because we feel that this is an important time to break barriers, especially economic barriers in the South Side. We've been looking to expand our school, open it up, and that was one of the things that our audience has been telling us was a restriction. So we wanted to make it clear that the Hyde Park Arts Center is open for everyone to take classes and to make that happen in various different ways, from scholarships to maybe a pay-what-you-want model or pay-what-you-will model, maybe a volunteer structure. With that, this is all the piloting that will go on throughout the next year.
Because in a certain way, as public schools and other schools get rid of their arts programming because they have to because of budget issues, arts centers, community centers are very important, and they have to be flexible to the community that's around them if they're going to stay vital.
Yeah, and we've been providing art classes for CPS and other private schools for the past 30 years. It's not new territory for us, but it's something that we really want to be a leader in to try to rethink because it's time to rethink.
Allison Peters-Quinn is the Director of Exhibitions at the Hyde Park Art Center in Hyde Park. Also in studio tonight, the co-curator of the exhibition Public School, Rachel Harper. And Ada Gray is a curator, actor, and theater critic who's 12 years old. Where can we find your work, Ada?
At adagray.blogspot.com.
And what's next? What's the big review? What are you going to do next?
I don't know
yet. You don't know?
I'm just waiting. Yeah.
We had Chris Jones on recently, and he said that Something Rotten's coming to town.
Ooh.
The Shakespeare musical, and The King and I is going to be downtown. So there's a lot of stuff coming up this summer. So we'll look to your blog to find out what we think of those shows.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for being here. And
thanks
again for talking about the Hyde Park Arts Center.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.